Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, the last Pick Six edition before training camp. Let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Andrew in Minnetonka, Minnesota. With the loss of Jared Allen and Kevin Williams, do you think our D-line is in jeopardy of becoming a weakness? Is depth an issue, or will we have enough talent to fill in the gaps? I think we definitely have enough talent to fill in the gaps and make up for the loss of Kevin Williams and Jared Allen. No doubt those guys were longtime Vikings and did a good job for the Vikings while they were here, but the addition of Linval Joseph, the addition of Tom Johnson in free agency, the addition of Scott Crichton in the draft, and then the emergence of guys like Everson Griffin, who just signed a big contract this offseason and will be expected to have an expanded role. All of that coming together is going to give the Vikings a new look on the defensive line, but it's also going to give them a good defensive line, plenty of talent and plenty of depth along that defensive front for the Vikings. It will be an area to watch this season, and I think the results will be good. Our next question comes from Cole in California. Who do you think will have the most receiving yards among the Vikings pass catchers this season? That's a tough one to answer at this stage. A lot of good options with Greg Jennings, Cordero Patterson, and Kyle Rudolph probably among the leaders in that conversation. I'll go with Greg Jennings. I think he had a pretty good season for the Vikings last year with improved play expected at quarterback and with Norv Turner now in charge of the offense. I have a feeling Greg Jennings is going to have a big season for the Vikings wide receiver core. Our next question comes from Andrew. Could Cordero Patterson become the top wide receiver in the league in Norv Turner's offense like Josh Gordon did last season? This question makes some sense because there is a logical tie between Cordero Patterson and Josh Gordon. Last year in Cleveland, Josh Gordon went into his second season in the NFL with Norv Turner as his coordinator. That's exactly what Cordero Patterson will do this season. Yes, I think Cordero Patterson is going to have a big breakout season on offense, but I don't know that he'll be the leading receiver in the NFL because the Vikings have Adrian Peterson. He's going to get a lot of touches, so it might not allow any of the Vikings receivers to be the leading receiver, but they can still have a good season. Our next question comes from Tom in Banks, Oregon. How important is it for a rookie like Teddy Bridgewater to have the ability to change plays at the line? This is an important skill for all quarterbacks to have, not just rookies and not just Teddy Bridgewater. Coaches need to have confidence in their quarterback to make those adjustments and make those changes at the line of scrimmage based on what they see the defense doing pre-snap. So it's important for Teddy just as it is for all quarterbacks. And if Teddy is to emerge as the starter at some point, whether it's in training camp, whether it's in year one, or whether it's down the road, he's going to have to show the coaches an ability to make the proper adjustments. He did that at Louisville, and I have no reason to think he won't be able to do it here with the Vikings. Our next question comes from Paul in Woodbridge, Virginia. I know the top three cornerbacks are Captain Munnerlyn, Xavier Rhodes, and Josh Robinson, but who do you see being the fourth? This is a very important question for the Vikings to answer during training camp in the preseason because so often in the NFL these days, with the proliferation of the spread passing attack, you have to have three, four, or even five cornerbacks on the field. So I think going into training camp, you have to look at Sean Prater and Marcus Sherrills as the guys competing for that fourth cornerback spot, but don't count out guys like Kendall James and Jabari Price, rookies whom the Vikings drafted this year to compete for time at cornerback as well. Our final question comes from Jake in Joliet, Illinois. Do you expect the Vikings to play their rookies a lot this year? A little bit too early to make a prediction on that, but I would say in general, yes, the Vikings will be playing a lot of young players and hopefully a lot of rookies, because if the rookies are playing well, it means they had a good training camp and it means Rick Spielman and the scouts did a good job of picking them. So yeah, I do expect those guys to play quite a bit, but we'll find out more about them during training camp. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but don't forget to come back to Vikings.com all this week. Training camp begins in Mankato, and we'll have coverage for you every step of the way. Videos, photos, written content, all coming to you from Mankato at Vikings training camp. And that's where next week's edition of the Pick Six will come to you from. It's going to come from Mankato, so be sure to send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week from Mankato.